Good morning. It's Friday morning, and I've just dropped my daughter off to school. I'm reversing the car, hoping I won't hit anybody inadvertently. And I'm kind of deciding where I'm going to go. Because Friday is not an easy day in general. Friday is always a hard day in my life. It's a hard day because I have to, every second week, write our company newsletter. And that has to be written, well, it has to be sent out on a Friday. It doesn't have to be written on a Friday, but it has to be sent out on a Friday. And I'm seldom organized enough to have written the newsletter on a Wednesday or a Thursday, all tied up neatly, ready for scheduling. And on top of it, this week is particularly intense because of my daughter's communion day tomorrow. My wife is away. She's got a very complicated week on, and I said, look, leave all the home things to me. But, you know, there's a lot to be done. There has been a lot to be done. And I'm not going to talk about all the different home things, but just to say that I've had all this home stuff. And when people talk about doing ironing or cleaning their house or doing their garden or everything, I can relate to all of those things. Making a cake last night for the communion day, another thing. And I have hanging over me the need to assemble a basketball hoop thing. And everybody I read on the internet about this basketball hoop thing said the instructions were lousy. So there's a problem, I thought. Well, I'm hopeless anyway at spatial reasoning, so I better get some help to do it. And nobody was around to help me last night, or I wasn't really helpable because I was trying to cut the grass at the same time. Anyway, you get the picture. Life is all a bit intense, if you like. And Friday morning is, you know, intense anyway. It can also be wonderful because, you know, if I get the newsletter correct to my satisfaction, it is like going to the gym and having a serious, good workout. You really feel as if, or I really feel as if, you know, my brain has worked properly, my memory has worked properly, my whole organism has worked properly when I write a piece that, for me, feels like it's worked. So, of course, if I can get across to the other side and get the newsletter written, I'm gonna feel great. You know, the day is going to turn out to be fantastic, and it's going to be great because I, you know, got through the difficulty of writing the newsletter. Now, the writing isn't the problem. I mean, I'm able to write. I have plenty of practice at writing. The real problem is, what the hell am I going to write about? And this is, you know, thinking about producing a newsletter, for me, is tying myself up in knots sometimes about, look, all I have to do to produce a newsletter is to be myself. Just say something real and authentic, and people will find that valuable. And I haven't got control over what they do with it. So, you know, I can't actually influence people's behavior. That's too complicated a situation. So all I can do is put in front of people something which is my best shot at being meaningful today. I mean, that's one approach. The other is, you know, I'm trying to find a theme. Now, lots of other people are more organized than I am, and they have, you know, theme of the month and theme of the week and theme of the half year. But I have to tell you that I'm not thematic enough and schematic enough either to solve this. So I'm kind of wondering, what on earth am I going to write about in this newsletter today? I got a bit hung up over the last few weeks about the idea that newsletters are often haven't got any news in them. And that it's all a bit of a swizz, that you sign up for a newsletter and what you're actually signing up for is to buy into the ideas that the person is offering. So it's far from news that newsletters usually contain. And I thought, yeah, well, our newsletter should be really about news. We'll tell people about things that are going to happen next week, like that we're going to launch a new product, or we're going to launch a new this or that, or else. And then I get into, you know, that's just telling people about what we have to do. But actually, the whole purpose of the newsletter is to be helpful to people, to give them something that will help them with something that they are grappling with. So what I'm really trying to get my head around is, what am I going to write today? Today. And for some reason or other, the notion of honesty has lodged in my brain. The notion of doing something honest, and how difficult it is in business to be honest. And I think I'm going to write something about honesty. I mean, this is an honest difficulty I'm in. So I can actually tell people about the difficulty. Okay, I might tell them another difficulty that I have been having. But the point is that when people find out that somebody else is finding it difficult too, there is a sigh of relief. You know, when you find out that something that you're finding hard is also found hard by another person, you do feel a sense of relief, don't you? It does actually help a bit to know that. And the fantasy is that everybody else could do this except me, right? No problem at all. I'm the stupid old idiot who can't actually write a newsletter on a Friday without, you know, tying his knickers up in a twist. Look at all those other people who produce their newsletters, and obviously there must be no difficulty for them about producing their newsletters. Now, the reality is, I believe, that loads and loads of those people, no matter how organized they present themselves to be, have days and times when they say, oh shit, Sherlock, what am I going to say? I've run out of ideas. I don't know which of my ideas is actually worth sharing. You know, this is not easy. I wish I didn't have to produce a newsletter. I wish John would actually write the newsletter this week. This is real life. Now, I'm just going to pull onto a pavement here, leave the car there. And I've decided to help me. I'm going to go to at least one bit of security I have. I have the insecurity of uncertainty. Fair enough. And that I'm, you know, it's not going to kill me. A good thing. Not going to kill me. But I actually can't park the car properly. And I've actually got fairly advanced car manipulation skills. Doesn't mean I'm a good driver, but it does mean that I can get car into small spaces better than a lot of people. Right, I'll come back in a little bit. Okay. I'm not blocking anybody's door. Anyway, so that's it. But the key thing is go for a bit of certainty. Well, I am certain that the place I'm going to go to, which is a cafe called Filter, F-I-L-T-E-R, is actually going to suit me perfectly. It is I said to somebody jokingly yesterday, but very seriously, it's my favourite place in Cork these days. I think I said it to the owner, whose name escapes me. Owen's the owner. And I think I'm not really sure if he's E-O-G-H-A-N or E-O-I-N. Anyway, I'm going to take my difficulty to my favourite place, where I know I'm going to get distracted by somebody, because the people who come in there and sit down and have coffee are very interesting. But I'm going to at least grapple with my difficulties in an interesting place with interesting people, or people that interest me. I think all people are interesting, but people that interest me around me, and see what happens. So that's it. Friday can be a difficult day, can't it? Bloody difficult day. Okay, bye.